Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he doesn't understand how it happens." This wonderful little parable tells us why it is so exciting to work for God. As I sit down at my laptop to write these reflections, I haven't any idea how God will use them. I have no way of knowing who you are or what your needs are at the moment, but God knows, and he uses what I'm putting in his hands. And when we care for another person, often a word of encouragement or a thoughtful email will be blessed by God, but in a way that is totally beyond our knowledge. It's just the same for the farmer, who may not have any understanding of botany, but who simply knows that once he's put seeds in the ground, growth takes place, and it happens whether he's working hard or sleeping in his bed. Let this be an encouragement to you. Nothing that you ever do for God is a waste of time. I'm more than aware that it can feel like that at times, working hard in a youth club where there's only ever rudeness and cynicism, working in a church where the numbers are declining and the people are reluctant to change, sharing your faith when people don't seem to take you seriously, caring for people who are demanding and unappreciative. There are lots of situations in which it can be really tough to serve God, but be sure of this. If you're doing God's work, then blessing will flow in miraculous ways from what you do. Don't ask me how God does it or how he makes things grow. I don't know. What is more, I don't need to know. Whatever you're doing today, commit it to God, and you can be sure that miraculously it will help to make his kingdom grow, even though we haven't a clue how he does it. So let me ask you a question. In what ways does this little parable encourage you? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that your kingdom is constantly growing. Help us to work enthusiastically for you today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.